You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
I assume you want to do that one now.
We could do one more.
Okay.
It's early enough.
All right.
We've knocked out 3 so far. That was good.
Yeah, we're running right through here. Was it 3? Did we? Yeah. 128, 127, 126. Yeah.
Toxic Avenger, Purple Rain, and Land Before Time.
Yeah, actually, you know, the ones that are coming up are, like, you know, pretty prevalent movies that, like, you know, we should...
They're significant,
yeah,
right?
Significant, where we're not going to have a lot of the, I haven't seen that. Okay. I think. Yeah, just going through...
Don't look too far ahead.
I'm not saying. I'm just letting you know that I'm looking at the next...
5 to 10.
Yeah, 5 to 10, and yeah, we're not going to have a problem here.
This is 80 something podcast.
Banzai!
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 Hey, where's the beef?
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Be it to each other.
Party on, dudes!
So this is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave.
Yes, I can.
You can dig it. Okay. Are you, by the way, are you drinking?
I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah, I just finished my glass.
Okay. I still got a little bit left here.
Yeah, I just finished the whiskey in the house. So.
Oh, so you are like completely done. You're dry.
Yeah, I finished off the bottle.
Oh, wow. Okay. You saved it for tonight. That's great.
I'm going to sip.
Here, hold on.
I was dry for a couple days with the whiskey and stuff. Had some beers, though. We were at a brewery, so I had a couple beers. But
okay.
There was a little bit of whiskey left, like just enough for 2 fingers, so that's what I've been sipping on tonight.
Okay.
But it's gone now.
I got
you. Bye-bye. Here it goes down into my belly.
Yeah, I'd been dry for a while, but that was because of my surgery. So
right.
I'm back on the sauce now. I have bourbon right here.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm no longer on the medication, so it's safe for me to be drinking.
How you feeling anyway?
Not bad. Yeah, I mean, you know, we were packing up the office, we're moving offices, and so I was involved in the pack out, activities, just specifically for everybody with their technology, because, you know.
You're not supposed to be lifting anything, you know.
Yeah, and
for 5 weeks.
And that's exactly it, where I was probably doing a bit more than I was supposed to, and I had coworkers that were actually having a problem with that, you know, where I was trying to do it, but they didn't want me to.
Yeah. It's sensitive, dude.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that. Any kind of gut surgeries, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to lift anything.
So anyway, you know, now that we've completely tangented about alcohol and my surgery, let's talk about this movie. So we are on the 1980s Essentials movie list put out by RottenTomatoes.com. We're at 125, and we're talking about the iconic Spaceballs, released in 1987, directed by an icon that we talked about called Mel Brooks.
Yes.
There it is, planet Druidian. And underneath the air shield, 10,000 years of fresh air. We must get through that air shield.
We will, sir. Once we kidnap the princess, we can force her father, King Roland, to give us the combination to the air shield, thereby destroying planet Druidia and saving planet Spaceball.
Everybody got that?
Spaceballs, the movie.
Princess Vespa's spaceship within range, sir.
Good.
What's going on?
It's either the 4th of July, or someone's trying to kill us.
Now we will show her who is in charge of this galaxy.
If you do not give me the combination to the air shield, Dr. Slotkin will give your daughter back her old nose.
No!
Only one man and his trusted companion can save planet Druidia from disaster.
Okay, Eagle 5, coming in.
Lone Star.
First, they must learn the secrets of yogurt.
Yogurt? I am the keeper of a greater magic.
The Force?
No, the Schwartz.
Avoid capture on a distant planet.
Tell them to comb the desert, you hear me? Comb the desert!
Found anything yet?
We ain't found...
Battle the entire Spaceball army.
He shot my ear!
Holy!
And escape the clutches of Dark Helmet.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Abandon ship! Proceed to escape pods!
What the hell's the matter with this sea belt?
When does this happen in the movie?
Give me bomb!
Spaceballs, the movie.
How do I know you're not making faces at me under that thing?
And may the Schwartz be with you!
This is all kinds of awesomeness. There's so many things to talk about on this, and it's going to be tough to keep it short. But, I mean, just... the iconic, the wonderful Rick Moranis. I've got to give him just major props for this movie. I loved him as Dark Helmet because you completely didn't see this nerdy looking guy being the, you know, this dark overlord of things. And it just played so well. And it was so well done for Mel Brooks. And I love the comedy of this. And I'm not really into dumb comedies, but this one I completely got into. The only thing I didn't like about it, and I think I talked about it in a previous episode, was the C-3PO character. Her voice was
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, right. And I didn't like that part. Outside of that, everything else in this movie I loved. And I know it's one that you love, too.
Oh, absolutely loved it. It's just hysterical. They did a great job of spoofing Star Wars. And I think they threw in a couple other, you know, a couple other references to other sci-fi classics.
Right.
Little things, but mostly Star Wars. I mean, it was mainly the Star Wars thing. So, and it was just so funny, man. They did a really good job of spoofing the movie. And you're right about Rick Moranis. Oh my gosh. That was just, he was awesome as Dark Helmet. And I loved how they did Dark Helmet, first of all.
Yeah.
They made his head freaking gigantic. And then he slams the thing open. I can't breathe in this thing.
Yeah, because he was doing the same sound as Darth Vader, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he lifts up his helmet thing and it was just like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, and you got a few other people in this movie that became pretty big names down the road. Well, like John Candy was already pretty popular at the time, but Pullman, Stephen Pullman?
Bill Pullman, sorry.
Was, you know, he was kind of up and coming. He didn't land, Independence Day for a few years after this. And then you have Daphne Zuniga, who I always thought was really cute. And she was fun to watch. So there's just this whole movie. There's so many great moments in this thing that make it funny. And Mel Brooks was just, first of all, Mel Brooks as
Yogurt the Magnificent.
Yogurt, yes.
Yogurt the Yogurt Great. And
may the Schwartz be with you.
Yogurt the Magnificent. No, just plain yogurt.
Just plain yogurt. John Candy is Barf.
Yep.
Dick Van Patten was in it. Forgot about that.
Oh, he played a king, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Roland.
Okay. I just remember I was the dad of Vespa.
Daphne?
Yeah.
Oh, Vespa. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Which is a funny name, too.
Yep.
It's writing of Scooter. Scooter. Vespa.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Great, great movie.
Do you have like a favorite scene that you remember?
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I think the scene that jumps out at me is the lightsaber duel in the dark.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm so 12 years old still.
Yeah. Your Schwartz is bigger than mine.
So yeah, that's the scene that jumps out at me. And the RV, the flying RV, is, you know, what would be the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God.
I remember Michael Winslow was in this, and he was like one of Dark Helmet's like stormtrooper dudes.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. On the, yeah.
Yeah.
And he made the sound effect things, yeah, going on.
So I thought that was fun. I'm trying to think if there's like a scene that,
Was very, that was very timely.
Yeah.
You know, that was very periodic. Like, he was so popular at the time because of his role in
Police Academy.
Police Academy.
Yeah.
He was in the first two, right? First one and second one, I think.
I couldn't even tell you if he... Yeah, you know, I'm trying to remember, you know, the ones past number one. I don't know if he, you know, made it in all of them or not. So, but yeah,
I'm sure he was in the first couple.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look. Anyway, go on.
But yeah, I as far as like favorite scene, I mean, the one that I always remember was Lone Star trying to use the learn the way of the Schwartz, and I remember him trying to move like a statue and then falling on Barf's foot. So I remember that scene, and then
his foot was all flat.
Yeah, yep, very comedic. What else? There was Pizza the Hut.
Uh huh. And he looked like a big pizza.
Yeah. Yep. And then where they were combing the desert looking for the droids or, yeah.
Yeah. And then they showed
the pick, right?
The pick with the black guys doing it.
Yeah. Yep.
So little here, I'm going to throw this out there. Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
Police Academy 1, Police Academy 2, Police Academy 3, Police Academy 4, Police Academy 5, Police Academy 6, and that's all I can find. Oh, Police Academy Mission to Moscow, 1994.
Okay.
So he was, Police Academy the series, TV series, 97 and 98.
He was totally on board for all of them.
He was in all of them.
Wow.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive.
That is.
And when was Spaceballs? 88, 89?
Let's see. That was
87. Yep. So, let's see, where does it fall in between? 3 was 86. Police Academy 4 was 87. Police Academy 5 was 88. So somewhere in that period. Yeah, 1980, or Spaceballs, 1987. Wow. He's popular.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, he, you know, I'm sure it's one of those things where it's like, it doesn't sound like he was like too discerning with his gigs. I don't know how much stuff was being offered to him, but mm-hmm. it almost feels like anytime you asked him, he was kind of like, hell yeah, I'll do it. You going to pay me?
Yeah. I recently saw somebody post something on Facebook, or it could have been Twitter. Where they saw him perform live at some conference, right?
Right.
Not sure which one, but he does like Pink Floyd songs.
Does he?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. Michael Winslow does Pink Floyd songs. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I start watching it and he has some backup sounds, like backup background music to fill some of the songs.
Right.
But he does like a bunch of strange Pink Floyd stuff. I'm like, what the heck is this?
I'm now have to Google that.
Yeah.
So anything else about Spaceballs you want to talk about?
No, just, you know, may the Schwartz be with you. it's a really funny movie and a really hilarious spoof on the whole Star Wars thing. Even though I love Star Wars. I don't mind making fun of it once in a while, too.
So if we were to ever do, like, a, the extra stuff that we talked about New Hope, we talked about Empire, we talked about Return of the Jedi, but we also threw out the idea of possibly talking about the extra Star Wars stuff. Does Spaceballs fall under canon of Star Wars, or does that... Not because it's a spoof. I would think it wouldn't.
I don't think it would either.
Yeah, because I mean, you'd be talking about like, the animated adventures of the Ewoks. You'd be talking about droids. You'd be talking about the holiday special, all that stuff that actually had the characters. Okay.
I want to just throw out there for the listeners. For the record, I did not
bring up the holiday special. I did. Yes, I know. Okay. Yeah.
Just, for people that know.
normally that's you.
That was Dave's voice.
Yes, yes.
Dave mentioned the holiday special without me provoking him.
You're right. Absolutely right. Yep. and maybe the bourbon's talking. Who knows?
Oh, maybe. I like the bourbon.
Yep. And we won't bring up the other movie. So what we like to do is remind everybody to go to our website. That's Banzai Retro Club, BANZAI RetroClub.com. Follow all our social media, all that good stuff that's out there. I'm going to try to wrap this up and not give Scott the opportunity to say anything else.
It's forbidden. It's in a zone all its own.
Yeah. The movie to remain unnamed. That's what it is. Maybe that's what I'm going to start referring to it as, the unnamed movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. So,
whatever.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been the Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 On our next episode, we're going to talk about the Tri-Lams.
Oh my god, dude. This is a great lineup you got going on right now.
Yeah, I tell you, right?
Yeah. Minus Lamb Before Time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That one definitely was a weird one. And actually, I won't give you anything else after that, though.
Okay.
So Revenge of the Nerds obviously being the next one.